A family from Buren will be hosting some special overseas guests this holiday season. It's a bittersweet reunion of two families brought together about 17 years ago by a message in a bottle that made it across the Atlantic Ocean and into the hands of an English teacher who wouldn't stop until he found the person who put it there. We've reached out to Carol Ann Riggs of Buren, where she is today, and Patrick Dennis, who is an English teacher. He's in Tenerife on the Canary Islands, just off the coast of Africa, to help tell this story. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Patrick, I'll start with you. How did you get this message in a bottle in your possession?
Right, like you said before, it is a long story. Tenerife is part of Spain, and the main language in Tenerife is Spanish. And the public school they sent me to was in a very remote area, a very beautiful remote area called Anaga. And that is where the bottle arrived, or the bottles arrived. The bottles were picked up by a lady called Emerita, who unfortunately has passed away now. She had lived in England for about 30 years, working as a cleaning lady, but she was not able to read or write. And the person she was walking along the beach with, and it is an extremely remote beach that most of the people who live on this island have never heard of. And the bottle got to me because I was the English-speaking person in that very remote area of Tenerife. I looked at the messages and clearly understood their messages in a bottle. But unfortunately, the only indication on it from where they came from, apart from it was an English-speaking country, were the letters NFLD. There was no country code, there was no country sort of indication on it. And then I sort of presumed this NFLD was Newfoundland, Canada. I telephoned, and I got an answering machine message, and then about 10 minutes later or 15 minutes later, I received a telephone call from Carol Ann.
Can I interrupt you to ask you, what did the letter say?
The two messages, one was from AJ, Carol and Brian's son, and the other one was from Siobhan, her daughter. At the time, they were, I think, 8 and 6 years old, respectively. And basically describes sort of I'm a 8-year-old boy who likes doing 8-year-old boy types of things. I go to a fourth grade. I haven't got the message in front of me. It was a short description. So please don't throw this bottle away. Don't consider it as litter. And please contact me or my sister if you receive this bottle or this message. So I did that, and then I received the telephone call from Carol Ann. I was sort of on top of the world when I picked the phone up and actually spoke to Carol Ann, and then Carol Ann sort of communicated to me the tragic news that Siobhan had passed away that January. I didn't really believe what I was hearing, and I asked Carol Ann to repeat it, and she repeated it, and I was absolutely stunned from being on top of the world. Suddenly, I went to being at the very pits of the world.
Carol Ann, if I could bring you in here to ask the time frame between when your husband and your children put these bottles in the water and the time that you received this telephone call from Patrick, how much time had passed between then?
It was 16 months. The bottles were put in the water in August of 2001. And unfortunately, the tragic accident was January the 17th, 2002. And Patrick contacted us on December the 7th, which was almost 1 week before Siobhan's 7th birthday.
So when you received that telephone call, you heard that voicemail after your daughter had died in that accident. What went through your mind?
Well, he had asked for her, and he said he was calling off the coast of Africa. So I was listening to it, and I thought it was actually a prank call. And my son was, we had just gotten back from hockey, and he was undressing from his hockey clothes. And he started jumping up and down, and he said, "That man has my sister's bottle." He said, "And you better call him back, because we have to get that bottle," he said. So I said, "Okay, when we get ready, I'll call the number." And I dialed the number, and he picked up the phone, and we had a conversation. And then he asked to speak to her, and I had to tell him the unfortunate news. But it was very, very special, because we as a family had talked about how we were going to celebrate her birthday without her. And there was no celebration that we could have ever expected than for this bottle to wash up on the shores of Tenerife and for this man to contact us. In 2004, we traveled to Tenerife, and we traveled across to the Canary Islands, where we met Patrick, and we spent 2.5 weeks. It was educational. We spent time at the school there, and Patrick had every day outlined for us. Every day we had an activity that we took part in.
Patrick, what was that moment like meeting the Riggs family, knowing what had happened to Siobhan? What was that like to...
It was... A complete mix of sort of jubilation and absolute tragedy, really. I don't really know how to describe it. I was very, very pleased to meet them and elated that finding a bottle, contacting people on the other side of the ocean, and then they come over the ocean, et cetera, et cetera. So I was elated. But it was always mixed with the sadness of the tragic accident of Siobhan.
Over a decade and a half or more, you've remained friends and in contact.
Yes, we have. We have. I believe we will be friends until we die. I certainly hope so, anyway.
Caroline, you've decided to invite... Patrick and his family to your home for Christmas.
Yes, when we went in 2004, Patrick was invited at that time. We've gone back to Tenerife. We spent 2 weeks in Tenerife in 2017 with my son and with his fiance, who is now his wife. And we gave the invitation to Patrick and his family again. And in August, Patrick messaged me and said, "We'd like to come for Christmas." Both my husband and my son work offshore, so there are some Christmases when they're both gone or some Christmases when one is home. But this year, thankfully, they are both going to be home for the entire time that Patrick and his family will be here in Buren.
I'm not so worried about the cold, but the three Canarian ladies who come from absolutely fantastic climate here in the Canary Islands have never really seen snow in their lives before, and they've never really been in a very cold place. So I'm particularly interested in seeing how they react as well.
It's likely, though, that the warmth of friendship will overtake anything you're thinking about the cold.
Yeah, I'm absolutely sure about that.
What has this friendship meant to you, sir?
It's something very, very special. Carol Ann... this is probably about more than 10 years ago, she sent me a very, very kind letter. It was a fantastic letter, sort of talking about human bonds, how I am now a very special person in her heart, and things like that. Very kind, very moving. And for me, I feel sort of privileged to be able to have found a message in a bottle, B, that it comes from Canada, and C, that it's such a, let's say, a human interest story, this one, with the sort of tragic events of Siobhan.
Carol Ann, obviously, Patrick, and what he's done has, I guess it gives you a connection to your daughter.
Yes, I don't know if Patrick will ever realize the connection, the full impact that he has had. But at a very, very dark time in our life, as a family, he gave us a sign that nobody else would ever be able to give us. And it was at that moment that he gave us the inspiration to move forward in life without Siobhan. And for that, we'd never be able to thank him enough.
You don't need to say thank you. It's a complete pleasure. But thank you very much for saying that. Mm-hmm. And like I said, Caroline, I don't know whether you remember an email you sent. It was quite a long one, but it was very, very moving to read.
I remember.
And it was a pleasure to really be a human being and to receive it in this sort of cruel world we live in with people who are not always very human people, but to be just to sort of have read that letter was wonderful.
You've got some fun ahead of you, I think, some fun times, some good times when you come to Newfoundland this Christmas, sir. Mr. Dennis, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it. And Carol Ann, good luck.
Okay, thank you.
And Merry Christmas to you as well.
Merry Christmas.